Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Sam Young, visiting Kurt Bradley in Chicago, is feeling on top of the world today because the bad news hasn't as yet caught up with him. He doesn't know that back in Elmwood, his entire family is upset because the Trent's lawyer actually offered Peggy money to break off her engagement to Carter Trent. Mr. Young looks up with a smile as he sees Kurt hurrying across the hotel lobby.
Hi there, Kurt. Warm enough to suit you?
I should say so. This is the sort of weather that makes me miss Elmwood.
Me too. Say, have you seen the papers?
No, not yet. What's up?
Here, look at this. All over the front page. Peggy's engagement to Carter Trent.
Boy, oh boy, they certainly consider it important here in Chicago, don't they?
I must say, I'm impressed myself.
What do you know about that? Our Peggy written up in a great metropolitan paper.
I thought of calling the family and telling them I'd seen it, but I'm going home so soon I'll take a copy along with me. You know, Kurt, I've been wondering all day about how the Trents feel about this.
They ought to be delighted. Think of our little Peggy throwing in her fortunes with those of the Trents.
Not much of a fortune we're throwing in, Kurt. But he's a nice boy. And he couldn't get a girl the equal of Peggy.
I suppose you're speaking from a purely impartial point of view, being her father?
Well, hang it all, Kurt. I'm right. She is a fine girl, even if she is mine.
She is indeed. The Trents are darned lucky. I wonder if they know you're in Chicago, Sam.
The Trents? They don't know or care. Why should they?
Carter might have written and told them. Sam, don't you think it's sort of up to you, being here in Chicago, to get in touch with Mr. Trent?
Great guns, no. I wouldn't even know how to talk to him.
Why not? Carter's going to be your son-in-law, isn't he? That ought to ease the way.
Well, maybe it ought to, but it doesn't.
But you ought to at least let him know that you're here. You really owe it to him. After all, this coming out in the papers.
Oh? Well, look, you really think so?
Of course I do. It wouldn't look right not to get in touch with him while you're in town.
He has no reason to want to see me, Kurt. You know as well as I do that you wouldn't have the slightest interest in the father of the girl your son was marrying. In the girl, yes, but in the father, no.
I still think you should call him up and just say you're in Chicago. And in view of the announcement in the paper, you felt you'd like the Trents to know you were very happy that you were joining families.
You really think I ought to, Kurt?
I certainly do. Why, if you don't, it might even look as though you didn't feel you were equal to them or something like that.
Well, might at that. Well, hang it all. If that's how it's going to look, I'll call Horace Trent.
Against his better judgment, Mr. Young walks towards the public phone to make his duty call. Still a little reluctant, he wonders what the Trent's reaction will be. And remembering the recent visit of the Trent's lawyer to Elmwood, so do we. We'll find out in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Now we meet Mr. Trent for the first time and find out for ourselves just what kind of man Carter's father really is. Mr. Trent, the man who seems to think everyone has a price, is sitting in the study in his home awaiting his lawyer's return from Elmwood when his secretary enters the room.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Trent, but Mr. Taylor is here.
Oh, bring him in.
Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Taylor.
Good morning, Mr. Trent.
Well, what happened? How much does she want?
She didn't want anything.
What do you mean?
Under no condition will she accept any kind of offer.
Well, that's preposterous. Of course she'll accept money. What happened, man? And what's she like?
I don't know, Mr. Trent. Thinking it over, I'm still not sure.
What are you talking about? She's after Carter, isn't she?
I'm not even sure about that.
But what are you sure about? I never knew you to be so difficult.
It's difficult for me because it isn't clear in my mind just yet what the girl meant, or what any of them meant. She, her mother, and her brother, it's a funny thing, Mr. Trent. But I had a feeling those people were absolutely sincere.
I thought I could trust your judgment. I thought I could send you there to perform an unpleasant task, not have you fall for their line. Well, apparently I was wrong.
Believe me, Mr. Trent, I was on the lookout for their line every minute. There just didn't seem to be any line.
What happened when you offered them money? No, wait a minute. Wait, I know. They resented the proposition, just as I knew they would. Just as they had to, so as not to seem too grasping.
They resented it, yes. Mrs. Young in particular. She said she didn't know how I could have so misjudged them. And she asked me to leave.
I trust you didn't.
But just then, at that moment, the girl's brother came into the room.
The psychological moment to make an entrance. Sounds as if you were listening at the keyhole. Now, what did he have to say?
I thought for a minute he'd throw me out bodily. The Youngs were very much annoyed at your proposition, Mr. Trent. In fact, the young man made it very clear that he had nothing to discuss with me.
That is simply incredible. You have certainly bungled this very badly, Taylor.
I did the best I could. And when Peggy joined in and said that she wouldn't marry Carter for all the money in the world, it certainly sounded to me as though she meant it.
Well, certainly she didn't mean it. Why should she? The fact that she made sure to clinch this engagement by spreading it all over the newspaper shows that she's playing a game.
Maybe so. But honestly, Mr. Trent, I don't think you're right. I think those people were outraged by your proposition. I think Peggy meant it when she said she'd release Carter completely.
Well, then you're a bigger fool than I took you for, Bruce. I know people. They were playing for high stakes. They decided to reject any offer, knowing that I'd come back with a bigger one. All right, in a few days, if I don't hear from them first, although I expect I will. And you can go back there, Bruce, and you'll find that they'll talk to you.
It will be of no use going back. Peggy Young isn't going to marry Carter. Not after my visit. I may not have accomplished what you wanted in the way you wanted, but I have accomplished it just the same. I don't think there's money enough in the world to make Peggy Young marry your son.
Oh, nonsense. I tell you, these people are clever. They're far more clever than I thought. And believe me when I tell you that the next move will be theirs.
They won't make any move, Mr. Trent.
Bruce, I will hear from that family within 24 hours. I don't want to be interrupted.
I'm sorry, Mr. Trent, but this is important. Mr. Samuel Young is on the telephone.
Sir? Oh, yes. I'll speak to him, Williams. Well, what have you got to say for yourself now?
You win. But I never would have believed it.
Was the father present at the interview?
No, they said something about his being out of town.
Oh, this is going to be fun, Bruce.
You'd better talk to him or he'll hang up.
He won't hang up. Hello? Yes, this is Horace Trent speaking. Oh, how do you do? Yes, I saw the newspapers. Oh, you're in Chicago, are you? Well, yes, I suppose that does call for some sort of a celebration, Mr. Young. You know, I'd like very much to meet you. How are you fixed for time? No, not an imposition in the least. Can you come right over? Yes, to my house in Winnetka. Very well, then. I'll expect you in about an hour. It'll be a pleasure, I'm sure.
What did he say?
Well, he was pretty cagey. He made it plain to me that his daughter was engaged to Carter and that we couldn't deny it with the papers shrieking it aloud this way. He said something about not wanting to bother me, merely wanted to greet me over the phone. I suppose that was to see what move I'd make. You can bet that Mr. Samuel Young isn't going to refuse any reasonable offer.
Well, it's possible you're right.
Oh, of course I'm right. This is just as I suspected. The next move was theirs. But I'll grant you this much, Bruce. I didn't expect the follow-up to be so quick. I thought they'd let us wander for a few days, anyway. Well, I suppose you didn't dare risk it.
Hadn't you better let me talk to him, Mr. Trent?
Scratch a lawyer and you'll find a sentimentalist. Nope. I am going to have the fun of playing with Mr. Samuel Young myself, in person. And I want you here, too, Bruce. I want witnesses to this conversation. I'm willing to bet that he is the brains behind this whole scheme. You'll see.
So Sam Young, whom Mr. Trent firmly believes to be the brains behind the money-making scheme, is on his way to call on the Trents. The encounter promises to be interesting. Now this message from our sponsor.